From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Rescuers are pulling out of a West Virginia mine where four miners have been missing since an explosion on Monday. The crew's pulling out because gas levels deep in the upper Big Branch mine are still too dangerous. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the rescuers may try again this afternoon.
After more than 4 hours inside the mine, the rescue team had to pull back this morning. Federal safety officials said a mixture of methane, carbon monoxide, and hydrogen reached explosive levels. At least 25 miners died in an explosion here on Monday. Instead of risking more loss of life, officials said they had no choice but to bring the rescue team out. The crew came within 1,000 feet of a refuge chamber where they hope one of the missing miners has sought safety. The owner of the mine, Massey Energy, is almost finished boring a second hole into the mine to vent the gases. As soon as the gases fall below explosive levels, officials say the rescuers will go back inside. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin acknowledged that finding anyone alive in the mine remains, quote, a long shot. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nauoma, West Virginia.
The U.S. and Russia have signed what may be the biggest nuclear arms agreement in a generation. The treaty directs each country to cut back their arsenals by about a third. President Barack Obama joined Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in Prague today to sign the historic deal. Mr. Obama noted this is a major step in nonproliferation and critical to keeping nuclear arms out of the hands of terrorists.
Nuclear weapons are not simply an issue for the United States and Russia. They threaten the common security of all nations. A nuclear weapon in the hands of a terrorist is a danger to people everywhere, from Moscow to New York, from the cities of Europe to South Asia.
The pact still has to be ratified by U.S. and Russian lawmakers. The country is seeing an uptick in new unemployment claims by about 18,000 as of last week. But as Danielle Carson tells us, analysts say the jump may be no more than a blip on an otherwise improving jobs market.
The jobs picture had taken a positive turn 2 weeks ago when new claims fell to their lowest level since 2008. Last week, however, they climbed back up to 450,000. But the latest numbers were compiled over Easter, which distorts the data. So Wells Fargo economist Adam York isn't troubled by the increase.
The trend in initial claims isn't upset by this one number. Certainly if we got another positive reading over the next couple of weeks, we would be worried. But right now we're willing to kind of throw out this uptick as a seasonal variation in the data and see what happens next week.
Economists agree the labor market is getting stronger. Employers added more than 160,000 jobs to their payrolls in March. But York says so long as new claims stay in the mid-400,000 range, the recovery has a ways to go. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
And with this latest labor news, Dow's up 30 at 10,927. This is NPR. The sound of gunfire is being reported out of Kyrgyzstan's capital, where opposition leaders have announced an interim government. The president reportedly has fled the capital but has not stepped down. An Australian citizen sentenced to 10 years in a Chinese prison on charges of stealing commercial secrets and bribery apparently won't be appealing. But NPR's Louisa Lim reports the defendant's three colleagues are appealing.
Stan Hu's lawyer told the media he won't appeal his sentence. A Chinese court had given him 10 years in prison for taking bribes and stealing commercial secrets while working for the mining giant Rio Tinto in Shanghai. The Australian government had described the verdict as very tough. They'd also criticised the fact that the commercial secrets part of the case was heard in closed court without consular representation. His three Chinese colleagues, however, are all appealing. They were given between 7 and 14 years in prison. The ramifications of this case are still unclear. Local media have reported a list of 20 domestic steel mills and companies believed to have bribed Rio Tinto. It's not yet clear if their staff will face charges for giving bribes. Louisa Lim, NPR News Shanghai.
The Masters tournament is underway with a lot of interest surrounding Tiger Woods. This is his first time playing since a car accident last year that led to revelations about his extramarital affairs and tainted his billion-dollar image. But officials at the Augusta National say no one player will overshadow the tournament. Arnold Palmer joined fellow golf icon Jack Nicklaus for the ceremonial first shots. Woods tees off in the next-to-last group later this hour. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.